This Voice of the Arts podcast is made possible thanks to the Carnegie Museum of Art.
Here are Brian Worsdale and David Allen Ware. Good morning, you two.
Morning, Jim.
Hey.
Nice to see you. The Barry Pappert School of Music Dean, David Allen Ware, and the music director of the Three Rivers Young People's Orchestra, Brian Worsdale. When and where is your concert at Point Park University?
Yes, we're at the Plittsburgh Playhouse at Point Park University, and we're at 2 p.m. with our tutti and symphonette ensembles led by Pierce Cook. And then at 7 p.m. we have our YPO performing a very large program, which is why we're going solo in the evening, featuring, of course, Dean David Allen Ware from Duquesne University playing the Gershwin Concerto in F.
And if you wanted to make it a day, you could do both and in between have a bite to eat, go see the skaters at the beautiful rink at PPG Place, or do some shopping at Market Square, all kinds of good holiday activities in downtown Pittsburgh. It's a marvelous theater, and the first time for you there, I think.
It's the first time for me. I'm pretty sure it's the first time for the entire organization that we're there. You know, it's our home away from our regular home at Carnegie Music Hall while they are completing their final touches on their renovation.
And the Young People's Orchestra is not just for parents. Anyone would come and enjoy this concert, be lifted by Gershwin's Concerto in F.
You know, I think that everyone would enjoy not only the Gershwin, but the orchestra itself. The idea of watching young people play music that was not written for them and yet doing such a great job at performing it is a very uplifting experience. And listening to a youth orchestra just puts you right in the spirit of understanding why music education is so important.
In addition to the Gershwin Concerto with David Allen Ware, what else do you have on your program?
We'll be playing Dvorak's Carnival Overture, followed by the Gershwin. After a brief interval, we'll be playing a work by Nancy Galbraith, a composer at CMU, Tormenta del Sur, followed by Franz Liszt's Les Preludes. For all you Interlaken people, a little reunion of that piece with you.
The time again for the evening concert?
7 p.m.
And in the afternoon, you start at 2.
2 p.m., yep.
What is the program there?
It's an eclectic program that Mr. Cook has chosen for tutti and symphonette. Tutti is our newest program in the Tripo family. We wanted to create a program for developing string players that move into the symphonette and then eventually into YPO. So we're just expanding our family with our wind symphony and tutti in the last 5 years. We've added an additional 50 or more students to our program.
And tell me about the leaders of those two ensembles.
Well, Rob Traw, who's also the area coordinator for media and composition at Duquesne, is also the conductor for our wind symphony. We were lucky to get our wind symphony started under my leadership along with Len Lavelle. And then Rob Traw took it over during the pandemic, did a wonderful job. He's also an award-winning composer of band literature and orchestral literature. So he's been leading our wind symphony since then. And Pierce joined us a couple of years into my tenure from Mellon Middle School. He's one of the middle school string orchestra directors here in Pittsburgh. We have such a great music education scene here, and great to add him to our roster a few years ago. He's doing great work.
Now, I mentioned anyone of any age would enjoy the young players of your symphonette and tutti ensemble, but there is a special ambiance of great spiritual feeling from the parents who are in the room with their young people on stage making music in such a high professional level.
Absolutely. The fact is, you know, parents hear everything. I like to say when I do concerts and I travel, especially when I work with groups where I only have like one day, those region groups, I talk to the parents and say, you know, you are the unsung heroes, because at home you're listening to the first notes. And the first notes aren't always the prettiest notes, as we all know. But what happens is this evolution, and the parents get to hear this evolution. But parents are proud of their kids, regardless of at the beginning of the journey or as they continue through it. They're proud at every step of the way. What makes it special is the fact that they wind up socially interacting with other young people. They get to have all these great experiences as they continue to get older and they have more challenges and more opportunities, and yet they still stick with their musical experiences. They could easily say, I have to focus on my academics, or I have to focus on all of this other stuff. But because music is an academic, and because music is a huge part of what they do, the parents are so supportive all the way through.
Brian Warsdale. The voice you are just hearing is that of the music director of the Three Rivers Young People's Orchestra, known often as TRIPO, but it is the Three Rivers Young People's Orchestra. 50 years, founded the year that WQED-FM began broadcasting. Congratulations.
Thank you very much, Jim.
How did you wind up with such a distinguished soloist as David Alan Ware?
Well, I'm fortunate enough also to be a colleague of David's. I work for him at Duquesne, teaching the conducting classes there. But we've been talking about this for about 4 years. We planned this once I arrived at TRIPO about a year in, when David was made interim dean. I had approached him and asked him if he would be interested in doing something with us. And we've just, the pandemic put us off, making sure we had the venue where we'd have the appropriate instrument put us off. And finally, the confluence of circumstances got us to this point here in December.
David, the Gershwin Concerto, special for you. You gave the premiere of it in New Zealand. I can't believe it.
Yeah, it's funny, Jim. This has been a Gershwin year for me. You remember I played the Rhapsody in Blue with the River City Brass Band and James Gourlay 5 times in May, one of which was a live broadcast on WQED.
It was just great.
And all through my student years, I never played a note of Gershwin. It's not really the kind of repertoire that you play in graduate school or that you play in international piano competitions. But once I started doing international touring, it's like, as the American pianist, it's like, well, you've got to play Gershwin. And I played my first Rhapsody in Blue, actually, with the Chicago Youth Symphony and the Music Verein. So I kind of started at the top and got a reputation for that. And so people started asking me to play the Gershwin Concerto. And it's a piece I love coming back to. It's a wonderful piece of music. And Brian's kids are just playing the living daylights out of it.
I have to ask, how did you wind up at the Musikverein with Gershwin?
That's where the Chicago Youth Symphony was doing its tour. We played it all over Austria. And so that's where I broke in the piece for the first time.
Wonderful. Now, you're going to play some Gershwin for us this morning. What are you going to play?
Yeah, I'm going to play the second of Gershwin's 3 preludes.
Okay, we'll give you a minute and a half to get over and get comfortable in our Bayer Broadcast Center for the Arts. So stay tuned. Gershwin live without a net from David Alan Ware.
Programming on Classical QED 89.3 is made possible thanks to Calvary United Methodist Church, presenting their 11th annual Handel's Messiah Sing-Along Concert Series. Basque and Handel's inspiring Messiah, while surrounded by magnificent Tiffany-stained glass masterpieces. Saturday, December 16th at 4 p.m., and Sunday, December 17th at 4 p.m. For more, calvarypgh.com.
World-renowned bass baritone Kevin Glavin discussed with Anna Singer about his newest album, A Touch of Class, that features reworks of some classics, including Frank Sinatra's My Way.
For some reason, my mind was like, when I was 5 years old, 6 years old, thinking, boy, I'd like to do that, because it just looked fun. They did have a lot of fun.
They did have a lot of fun, yeah.
And I had several uncles that smoked cigars, and they owned clubs, and I always heard that music, and they were all really fun people. But my love was really this style of music, and I would sing My Way and all these tunes, Summer Winds, and at restaurants, and I was talking to somebody, and they said, you should do it. And I said, well, it takes money, and they said, I'll back it.
To listen to the full interview, visit the Voice of the Arts page at WQED.fm.org.
9:12, and now live from the studio, here is David Alan Ware with the second George Gershwin prelude.
Thank you.
The dean of the Mary Papert School of Music, David Alan Ware, with the second George Gershwin Prelude, live for you in the Gibson Capital Management Steinway from the Bayer Broadcast Center for the Arts at WQED FM. He will be heard playing the Gershwin Concerto in F on Saturday night at the PNC Theater of Point Park University in downtown Pittsburgh. He will be accompanied by the Three Rivers Young People's Orchestra, and Brian Worsdale will conduct. Amazing maestro, David. So great. Isn't it amazing?
Thanks, David, for sharing that with us. Really appreciated hearing you, and hope everyone comes out on Sunday to hear us. Our concerts are always free, and they're always open to everybody. You just have to go online to our website, to tripo.org, and you just need to register for a ticket. You know, we close the registrations 24 hours before the concert, so today would be the last day you can go online and do that. And then on Sunday, you just have to come to the door. And, when you arrive at the door, you can, get yourself a ticket.
I want to point out that there are two concerts, the Tutti and Symphonette Ensemble, at what time on Sunday?
2 p.m.
And then in the evening, David with his concerto at?
At 7 p.m. with YPO at the Pittsburgh Playhouse.
And they're both free. Now, if you forget to register online, I bet somebody would try to get you into a seat. But then you run the risk of the house being full. You just never know.
You never know. I know that it's a smaller house than Carnegie Music Hall, but we're also celebrating a wonderful program of music. So everyone should be going out and listening to this great program.
Loved your Gershwin, David.
Thanks, Jim.
Congratulations. And I understand that you're busy today because it's winter graduation for Duquesne University.
Winter graduation is the next thing on the agenda at 11 o'clock, yes.
And you have some students from the music department who are graduating.
Yes, we have 13 graduates, which for a winter commencement is a lot for us.
So great. Wow. Anything else you'd like to share about Gershwin or that beautiful prelude? There's always a tinge of jazz with Gershwin. He heard some blue notes when he was at jazz clubs with Ravel in New York, right? It's
absolutely
amazing.
Absolutely. And Gershwin just had this incredible genius for translating a jazz idiom into something that classical musicians can do and not sound like we're fish out of water.
Okay, you two, what are you doing for the holidays? Are you going to be here in town, or are you doing some traveling?
It's a hybrid for us. We'll be in town through Christmas, and then, of course, visiting the relatives in New York. But looking forward, I'm actually going to be at the East Liberty concert tonight. Looking forward to listening to Brass Roots.
They always do a wonderful job.
Love to get into the spirit of holidays here. I think at some point a trip to the zoo for the Festival of Lights and just, North Park has a great light show, but, there's a lot of great stuff here to get into the mood of the holidays.
So. Isn't it unbelievable? Numerous performances of Nutcracker, Pittsburgh Ballet Theater among them, Pittsburgh Symphony Pops. They're doing 8 or 9 performances, including a sensory-friendly presentation on Saturday afternoon, I think. If you look at our cultural calendar, it's packed with them all in the night, visitors, and you've had a long list of happenings at Duquesne.
Absolutely, although I have to say, for me as a classical pianist, this is the first time in years that I've played in December, because what I do doesn't really work for Messiahs and Nutcrackers. So I usually get the month of December off, but hey, Brian said this was the date, and that's what it is.
It's going to be extra special. The whole thing, not just a section.
No, we're doing the entire concerto. This was a dream of ours to have, to do this entire concerto and to actually start featuring our benefactors like Duquesne. We have such a great, vibrant relationship with Duquesne University. The fact that our chamber music program is there every Saturday, our ensembles are rehearsing there. We're not just there to take up space. We're active parts of the greater community there, and it just makes it such a easy thing for us to say, let's do a concerto. But it's part of my larger vision of we do our own concerto competition. We have young people that compete, but I also want to feature our faculty, our coaches, the people who are part of the music scene here. This is probably one of the most open, welcoming music scenes that the country has, and how connected everyone is. The fact that you have so easy access to the PSO, you have 2, 3, 4 great music programs at the college level. You have 4 vibrant youth orchestra programs that just serve like the immediate area. Plus, you have a plethora of other ones that are specialty youth orchestras. So you and then again, like I said, the connection to the music education system. You know, we have so much more work to do here in Pittsburgh Public, but still, it's such a great, vibrant scene. And to do it in the spirit of the holiday season is wonderful.
And to do with young musicians a piece that is extraordinarily challenging. The pressure's on your solos. Isn't there a great trumpet solo? Who's your trumpet?
Yeah, our principal trumpet. We're actually going to be doing a little shared work there. But they're going to have a great time doing that. And that's part of being in the youth orchestra is, you know, we spread the love. And, yeah, it's a big solo in the second movement. And, you know, these kids are so sometimes overscheduled, you know, they have all these other things that they do. So we're just lucky that they make the commitment to be with us every Saturday. And sometimes they're with us, sometimes they have another engagement, but, you know, they're there, they're invested. And the growth of this orchestra in post-pandemic has been extraordinary.
Brian Warsdale, music director of the Three Rivers Young People's Orchestra. Merry Christmas to you. And David, you didn't tell me where you'll be on Christmas Eve.
Actually, I'll be doing what Brian's doing. I'll be spending Christmas with my Pittsburgh family and then celebrating after that with my Massachusetts family where my mom lives.
Happy holidays. Merry Christmas to you both.
Have and
a
to
wonderful
you, Jim.
Concert on Sunday.
Thank you, Jim.
Thank you so much.
This Voice of the Arts podcast is made possible thanks to the Carnegie Museum of Art.